Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Spray here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan. The Fan Sports Network, the Odyssey app. Some troubles on YouTube today, but we're powering through. Happy.
Who's that?
Playing a play-by-play cut on me
no,
here to start the final hour?
You know, we have two
of trying
these.
To find?
Hey, Daddy Dirt.
Yeah, one of them's a play-by-play
cut. One of them's
cut.
A cut. It needs to be eliminated.
Yeah. One of them's been totally screwed up.
I don't eat the wiener.
No, I don't. But I do want to talk some baseball, and I want to talk it with Lucy Burge, our good friend. Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. DraftKings Sportsbook partner.
She's back.
Lucy is back, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to chat with you again, Lucy. Let's start. How's the knee doing? Is the knee okay?
Yes, the knee is great. I do apologize for what happened last week. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know if anyone out there has had the same phenomenon happen to them, but my knee started to swell up. No pain whatsoever. And I do feel like, am I too young for bursitis? I don't know, but that's, I guess, what it is. It got to the point where I would, if I bent down or like would squat down, it felt like there was, I couldn't, like, it felt like there was a balloon in my knee. It was so weird. It's so gross. So it's better now. And so I think resting it has helped a bit, but, I am so sorry that I did go to the doctor for this, very last
minute. I mean, priorities, Lucy, come on. I mean, we're more important than your overall health. We all know that.
Did
right?
you get a diagnosis? Cause that is odd to have it swell up and then it randomly just doesn't swell anymore and it goes away.
It's all those walking bet videos. Precise. You got to stop walking so much, Lucy.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I thought, is it the shoes I'm wearing? I tried different those sneakers, different shoes, different this. And so just bursitis, they said, just that's the only thing they could think that it could be because there's no pain. At least there's no pain is what I was thinking.
Well, it's glad to have you back on. We need to get your NFL picks. But before we do, a lot of people out here, even though we're in Portland, Oregon, are Mariner fans. And they're very excited. The Mariners are back in the playoffs. We'll see if they win their first division since 2001. You are a noted Red Sox fan. And every time they win, you tweet, Red Sox are going to win the World Series. So I'm curious for somebody on the East Coast, who has you shaking in your inflamed boots right now in the AL going into the postseason from a Boston angle?
Yes. To keep the good vibes for all of you going, I would say the Mariners, definitely. Congratulations to you. Because the AL really is something. There was a graphic about all of the teams that have made it into the playoffs in the NL and then the AL. Like, there's so much drama going on. Like, nobody has made it basically yet. So there's a lot of drama coming down to the wire here in the final games. The Mariners, for sure. I would say everybody right now is because I do love the Red Sox and I love them very much, but they have a tendency to just, I say mess up. They base running mistakes, errors by Trevor Story, which is very concerning heading into playoff time. Because I did also tweet that he, cause my tweets are very, positive, that he should be the AL MVP because there are times when he is carrying this team. However, he made like three errors in 2 days. So this team is very up and down. So I would say right now, everybody, because I stay head on a swivel right now for every team. But I do think they will beat the Yankees in the wild card and move on through the playoffs. But that does not mean that I am nervous to the point of not being able to sleep, of course.
Yeah, that's the beauty of baseball postseason, right? You just have no idea. Also saying anybody other than Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge should be MVP or fighting words in the Northwest or in New
really
York.
Are,
but
though.
This is why we love you, Lucy. Now, let me ask you this. One of the reasons I love following you on social media is because you're a big baseball fan, and there's a lot of people in this country that have kind of faded in their fandom of baseball, and at times I'm guilty of that, too. What do you make? We were just talking about it before we brought you on. What do you make of the automated ball strike calling? Is this another, like, Rob Manfred, we've joked, is kind of an idiot, but he keeps getting things right somehow.
Michael Scott.
He's the Michael Scott of commissioners, where it's like, how did that? That's he's an idiot, but he keeps stumbling into the right decision. Is this another right decision by Major League Baseball?
Yes, he does make a lot of Wonka-esque decisions like Michael Scott does. So I would... So I don't like the idea on the surface. I think it will end up being great. Like, it will be great, and it will be another win for Rob Manfred. However, part of the charm of baseball is getting mad at the umpires and having that anger that you're like, oh, and who do you blame now?
Come on,
Blake. It's part of it. That's part of the charm of being a baseball fan, going to a baseball game. And you can yell at the umpire. Now what do? Yell at a robot? Like, this is not as satisfying. Because also, the fight between, and Alex Cora being one of the managers who gets very heated with umpires, the fight between umpires and a manager or a player is part of it too, because the crowd's like, oh, what the? And it's kind of like WWE. So what are the players going to do? Fight a robot?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Mm.
So you get the whole, like, you're out of here. Like, what, a robot going to do that? No, thanks. So I on the surface, I don't like it per se, but I do look forward to seeing how it will work in action, because does it then, if it helps your team, then I like it. If it doesn't help your team, then I hate it. I mean, that's how I think about it. And so but what do you do now when, oh, well, your team loses and say the Red Sox lose and it was the umpire's fault? You can't blame the umpire so much anymore. So there's that aspect of it. But I think it will end up being another win, like the pitch clock. But right now, no. I want an actual person. I want the human error aspect of it, because that leads to drama.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I do think we all want it to be right, but I think you are hitting, that's a sneaky great point.
That's a really
good
point.
We can't yell anymore because, well, it's going to get challenged and we'll find out if the person was right or wrong. And so maybe we yell before we find out the result, and then you just hear, I'm sorry!
You just yell at the umpire, I guess, if they keep getting the calls wrong and the challenges keep winning, then you could yell at the umpire for being an idiot. But it's not the same if the call ends up being correct than if the call stands and it's, you make a bad call and you can't challenge it, then you just get to yell at him for being an idiot.
Yeah, because you can't boo as much. So, like, I almost wonder, I never advocate for taking people's jobs, but, like, almost, do you put an actual robot back there that we can boo at?
Yeah.
Or a hitter can just hit his head off with his bat when he's really pissed off about a bad call.
Yeah, robots are taking not only the jobs of cashiers and other people, pretty much everybody, but umpires too.
Mm.
Like, that's crazy. Why not just play a video game in the end instead and just have someone be playing? No players, no manager, no crowd. Like,
it's coming for us at some point too, right? I got a lot of bad takes. I'm sure a robot can come up with these. We're talking to Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner. We love chatting with her every Wednesday. Give her a follow on Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Follow her on Instagram as well. You are the queen of dongs. Any dongs today? Night in Major League Baseball?
I do. It's a double dong evening, gentlemen.
Yes,
I have two home run bets for tonight. Ketel Marte being the first one. That's plus 506 at DraftKings. He has one home run in his last four games, and he has hit two home runs off of Blake Snell before. So, Ketel Marte is the first home run tonight, and then Francisco Lindor. Francisco Lindor home run plus 526 at DraftKings. He has a home run against Matthew Boyd already in his career, and he has a two-game home run streak going, don't you know? So I think he can make it three home runs in a row tonight, which would be quite impressive as the Mets also careem toward the playoffs.
What are your favorite NFL plays? You got any that's standing out right now? You waiting on injury report? Where are you at right now on maybe some week four?
I think we're going into week four of the NFL.
We are cruising through this season. This is crazy. So, already. So, I do have the Seahawks minus 1.5 against the Cardinals.
Okay.
The Cardinals did just lose to Mac Jones. So, although, another thing I will say, I do miss Mac Jones a little bit. And he's a little funnier now.
I don't think anybody's ever said that before. Lucy, you're the first person to ever say that they miss Mac Jones.
Why do you miss him?
Okay, well, he's a little funnier now, and I look back, and now seeing how petty, just side note, how petty Bill Belichick is now, day by day, we're seeing now what a raw deal Mac Jones got here, because how can you succeed in a system where your head coach won't even speak to you? Like, that's crazy. So I have a little more respect for Mac Jones now than I did.
Forgot about that story.
Years ago.
He didn't even talk to his quarterback.
Nope.
And he made him the third string. He made his starting quarterback the third string quarterback the final game of his coaching career. But that's, you know, that's just a little beside the point, except for I'm taking the Seahawks minus 1.5. For Thursday night, then the Dublin game, I am taking the Vikings minus 2.5 against the Steelers. And the Patriots game, I am waiting to make a decision.
Don't do it, Lucy. I could see them losing
this game by, I don't know, two touchdowns. I don't know what to do with this game. So I am going to wait a bit on that one against the Panthers.
They lose by two scores to the Panthers at home. You're going to have a real conversation EEI out there. That's going to be like, holy moly.
Exactly. That's at the point where you just have to embrace the darkness. And sometimes there's a little bit of joy in that because people in New England do love to be miserable. So there's something to that. However, I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm ready with the darkness.
Just in case. Are you going to go get your hands on a Us Weekly magazine cover? Who is the real Jordan Hudson?
Yes, and I'm planning my Jordan Hudson Halloween costume because it's never too early to plan your Halloween costume. I am searching for philosophy textbooks, which I will incorporate into the Halloween costume because that is how they met on an airplane.
Of course.
While she was doing her philosophy homework.
Yes, we all believe that story.
Absolutely.
Right, definitely. So it's a nod to that. And I want to get a snakeskin something and a clear bag with a ripped up contract inside.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. You need, you know what you need is you need somebody.
You got an old in your life.
Like a Belichick. You need an old.
You got a fat old in your life.
I'm gonna take. I do have quite a few fat olds, of course. So I'm going taking applications. If you're a fat old man
in the New England area, come on down.
Who still thinks he's good at something that he's clearly not?
Who's probably gonna get fired from his job in a matter of months? Come on down.
Now hold on.
So coaching football, but maybe you're not as good as you think. Come on down.
Halloween this year is a Friday. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you were correct. It's a Friday.
Oh. Yes. I was hoping it was a Wednesday because I always dress up for my costume on the show.
We could have got costume Lucy Bird.
We could have Jordan
YouTube,
Hudson on with what I'm going to be.
Wow,
yeah.
We could have asked Jordan Hudson questions on the show.
Oh, so
we might need
questions.
You to get the costume ready 2 days early, okay? You think you can do that for us, Lucy?
I can do that.
No. Okay. Yeah, we're trying to play a Jordan Hudson drop there.
Not talking about this.
This is why you guys, it's a perfect costume too, because all day long, if you're in character, anytime anyone talks to you, you can say, we're not talking about this.
We're not doing it right now. Lucy Burge, she's the best. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. Go give her a follow on Twitter at Lucille Burge. And you're going to want to follow Instagram as well. Keep an eye out for the Jordan Hudson Halloween costume. Lucy, glad the knee is doing better. Good luck to all your teams this weekend and tonight. The Dongs hopefully get hit and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Thank you. You guys are the best. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.